The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Avalon HR.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Hey, don't worry. Don't worry about a thing, because every little thing's going to be all right.
We're putting some positivity out into the world this
morning. That's right. I'm here this morning with Stacy Orange. She is with Avalon HR. So good to see you, Stacy.
Glad to be back.
She's our benefits manager. She wasn't here last time, so I'm glad you're back this time.
Right. I was doing on-site open enrollment for one of our clients, and you had the boys.
The boys were in the house. Now they're all playing hooky today.
They are playing hooky today. They're off doing... we've got Kirk doing some sales call at 10 o'clock, mm-hmm. and then Chip is just attending to some personal matters today, and so it's just me, just the girls in the studio today.
All right. Yeah. Well, we can handle it. We can handle it. So let's talk a little bit about Avalon HR and everything that's happening, and we're now almost through March. I can't believe it.
Heaven help. I've lost track of this entire year, I think, so far. I don't know where it's going. It's kind of strange. At Avalon, we are a full-service professional employer organization, or PEO. And one of the things that we do offer is benefits. That's what I have been absolutely buried with for the last month and will be for about the next month.
When does that end now?
Well, our open enrollment is in March. Mm-hmm. All of our plans reset on 4/1, so we're a little bit off cycle with, you know, what most people are used to with year end. There's several reasons for doing that. One, we found year end, you know, through the holidays, people are focused on other things other than benefits. They're trying to prepare for holidays, potential travel. We have several clients who take off like the last 2 weeks of December pretty regular. I mean, because it's just the nature of their business. It's the time for them to do that, mm-hmm. right? So that, and with a million other companies that renew on 1/1, you don't get any help or attention from the carriers because they are inundated. It's just they're going as fast as they can. So when we do this off-cycle thing like we have it set up, it gives our carriers a little bit more chance to work with us individually, me work with them, and you know, I get the attention that we need and want to set up our benefit plan. So it really kind of works out well. Yes, people think it's weird all the time, but it works.
And
there are reasons for it, right? But we do offer a full-service benefit package anywhere from healthcare, dental, vision, your supplementary, what we call worksite products, which are things like critical illness, short-term disability. That's all available through us. We also do offer a 401k. We partner with a company that the only thing they do is 401ks for PEOs. That's their wheelhouse.
Explain what a PEO is.
It's a professional employer organization.
Mm-hmm.
And they, like, if you want to join into our 401k, if you call this company today, you know, they will take you if you're not in a PEO. But there's like a $500 fee, I think, to come on board and have them set up the plan. And it's called a joinder, to join into the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Where when you come with Avalon, you can join in under our master plan. The plan still has your name on it.
Right.
You know, it still says Meg's Pizza or mm-hmm. whatever it mm-hmm. is. But it's your plan. You get to set your own eligibility requirements as far as the age somebody has to be to contribute, how long they have to be there. You can set up the matching criteria to something that matches your business needs, or you can have no match. I mean, we have a dedicated professional to Avalon that we set up a meeting with. He goes through all of your options, tells you what will be the best, because there's a lot of factors people don't think about. how many of your family members are working in a business. That is huge when it comes to 401k, because the laws are set up to where no owners or their family members should be able to benefit more greatly than the employees. Okay, they tried to level out the playing field. This firm does quarterly testing on all of our plans to make sure that we're not trending in a way that anybody's going to come up and get in trouble. And they'll reach out occasionally and say, hey, you need to reach out to Meg's Pizza and have Meg and her husband adjust their contributions to this to level out the plan. So when it comes to the end of the year, everybody's good. Like, you don't have to make those big corrections and adjustments. And it's amazing. They're amazing to work with. They make it really easy for our clients. Very transparent. They have a great portal where the employees can go in and manage their contributions. You can put it where they can put it where they want it. If they don't want to think about it, they can just say, I want to retire at 67. You decide, kind of thing. Yeah, and that's me. Like, I am not a financial analyst. I don't even pretend to be. So, you know, mine, I was like, here's my target retirement date. You know how old I am. Do what you do. Mm-hmm. And it works pretty well. But if somebody likes that, you know, going in and picking investments, you can move it daily. Like, it doesn't matter. You can go in and move it. You can change your contributions, you know, as you see fit. You know, it's very flexible, very user-friendly. And like I said, there's no cost for employers coming to us to join in that plan. It's kind of, you know, just a built-in perk benefit.
So there's no cost to the employer.
No cost to the employer to join into the
plan.
That's
amazing.
It really is. It's a huge. And not having to take the time to administer something like a 401k is also huge. Because once you take that money, you've only got a certain amount of time to get it to the fiduciary to invest, or you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't, you know, take funds out of someone's check and hold on to it for weeks. Because then, as an employer, you could be on the hook for lost earnings.
Oh.
They don't care that it could have lost money. Mm-hmm. What they look at is what it could have made, and that's what they'll come back to the employer for. Well, you didn't invest the money timely. This money could have made X amount of dollars, and now you as the employer have to pay that.
Oh, not good.
Not good at all. I mean, that would tick me off. I'd be like, I've already paid my part. But we handle all of that for you. You know, we have a tax and compliance department that can, you know, make sure that if you are located in Florida, but you've got a remote employee in Montana or Colorado, that the taxes are paid to the appropriate state because they need to be paid to the state where the employee lives.
As a business owner and having run, especially nonprofits and smaller, you know, business organizations, it's hard to keep up with everything you have to do for the organization and your company, let alone what are the taxes in Montana.
Right. Exactly.
So having someone like Avalon HR can make all the difference.
You don't even have to think about it. You know, that's what the tax department does. They work all that out, you know. And what people don't realize, it's not just a matter, you know, if you're a Florida company and you hire that person in Montana, it's not just a simple matter of, well, I'll just send them the money. No, you have to register in that state to do business, more or less. Okay? And the requirements for every state are different. They're different for an individual business owner. They're also different for a PEO. Mm-hmm. Some of us require that we register with the state, that we do this and that and jump through this hoop and that hoop. And some of them are like, just let us know you're here.
Right.
It varies greatly. But we do that. You don't have to sit and try to figure that out. Or how am I going to pay taxes to Montana? Like, you know, how do I even do that? We do it. Mm-hmm. You don't have to. You know, is remote work, you know, everybody's talking about, oh, no, everybody's come back to the office. Yes and no. Because I think one thing that COVID did show was, you know, if you find the perfect match for your business and the best talent for your business, but they're not local, then it's feasible that you could support them somewhere else. Mm-hmm. You gain a great employee, you know, despite the fact they're in Montana.
Right.
Why should that matter? And while there is a big push to bring people back into the office, we are seeing such a huge influx of companies, local and in other states, hiring people remote. Okay, because they can do it. You know, it's not a problem. If it's not something they have to physically be here for, then they might not need to be.
And in a lot of ways, it saves your company money, because back in the day, you had to relocate somebody and pay for their expenses and their moving and all of that. And so if they can stay where they are and their kids can finish high school or whatever it is that they're doing.
And
then you can still have the same benefit. And nowadays with Zoom and all the different, you know, Microsoft Teams and all the,
you don't need to be there. Most of the time you don't need to be there.
It's amazing, really, when you think about it.
It really is. I mean, most of the carriers I work for, I work with, people like Blue Cross Blue Shield, our 401k provider, none of their employees work in an office.
Interesting.
They all work from home because these companies on this scale, these are, I mean, we're talking huge companies, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, hey, wait, we don't have to pay rent on a building. We don't have to pay a light bill. Like, we don't need to be in a physical structure that's going to cost us money. Mm-hmm. You know, we can, and the money they have saved by doing this, they, you know, a lot of it has been invested back to the employees. Mm-hmm. Now, hey, we can pay you more because we're not paying the overhead for the building.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
Right? And the employees are happier because even at the same salary, not having to commute every day, not having to pack lunch, take lunch or go out for lunch, because that's what happens. I think most people have great intention. Oh, I won't spend money. I'll just take my lunch. And then they're like me and they forget their lunch and end up going, well, now where am I going to go for lunch?
Right.
You know, but if you're working from home, that lunch is in the refrigerator. You just go get it.
Right, that's right.
And my husband will be very happy to know I did remember my lunch today, though.
Oh, I mean, good for you.
I was so proud of myself. Like, I did remember it. But, you know, they're like, wait a minute, we don't have to do this. So, you know, as we see that becoming more and more and people get more and more spread out, we've had to go into additional states, mm-hmm. you know, and we pay those fees to go into those states if they charge them. We do not charge those back to our clients. We take that on, mm-hmm. and then that way it's kind of, you know, we don't charge the employers for it because that way once we're there, if we have another employer that comes along and says, oh, I also have somebody in Montana, great, we're ready. You know, we don't have to do anything. So that's an expense that the employer doesn't have to deal with, plus like the figuring out just the logistics of how to get those payments there and things along that line. You know, it can be a huge time saver. You know, you focus on your business mm-hmm. and let us do the rest. You know.
Talking this morning with Stacy Orange. She's the benefits manager with Avalon HR. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. If you've got a question about all of this, all these different things that might be affecting your business, or a question about remote employment, anything that has to do with HR, text it in at 850-437-1620. This is the expert panel, and I have to say, Stacy is an expert on HR and benefits.
Thank you.
No question in my mind about that.
It's hard to keep up with this stuff.
Right.
But you know, you're welcome to give Avalon a call at 850-475-1555. We are local here in Pensacola. We will come on site if needed, like I was a couple weeks ago. And that applies to out of state as well. We have all traveled to client sites should it become necessary. So it's not just like, oh, I'm not in Pensacola and I don't want to deal with these people. No, we can come to you if we need to. Absolutely. We don't hesitate to do so. You said a lot of things we can take care of over Zoom and things like that, but if it's an absolutely I need you in person, then
hands-on.
We do that. Mm-hmm. You know, it's certainly not a problem. We won't even think twice, blink, or hesitate. You know, we'll set it up and make it happen. And, you know, that's if you're local to Pensacola, you are welcome to stop by the office, 100 South Pace Boulevard. Now that the Blues are back in town, if mm-hmm. you stop by on a Tuesday or Wednesday, there's a great chance you'll see them flying right over our office. We have a great view for the Blues practice, and it never gets old. If I saw it mm-hmm. every day, I would still not get
that's
tired
so
of that
true.
Sight.
So true.
You know, so you're welcome to come by, talk to us, watch the Blues practice, and you know, just see what we're all about. And, you know, we'll be happy to talk to you. And unfortunately, we can't help everybody. Chip just told a lady this week that, you know, we're not the place for you. We're not mm-hmm. a good match for you. And they talked extensively. We went back and forth with several things. But at the end of the day, you know, we just weren't the right fit for this business. And, mm-hmm. and we will tell you that if we don't feel that we can do you justice, then we're not going to bring you into something that's ultimately going to be a disaster.
Well, that's fair, and that adds to your credibility in the community for sure.
Well, we're not the right fit for everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, we all in our office have an idea of the best fit, you know, best companies for PEOs, you know, what that looks like. I mean, we all have a slightly different idea on that. They vary a little bit. But we all also know, you know, when we sit down and we talk about this, you know, this is what we did with this client. We just sat down, we had a talk, and it's just like not doable.
Now, is there a fee if someone did want to come in and have a consultation?
Absolutely
talk to
not.
You, so they
no,
can go through
not.
All the different things?
Absolutely.
And then some. Tell us again, Stacey, because you mentioned it when we first got on the air, but now maybe someone's just joining us. We're talking with Stacey with Avalon HR. She's their benefits manager. So what are all the different services you offer? Because it's really comprehensive.
It really is. You know, there are no additional fees for the HR services involved. There's no additional fees to offer benefits. Like I say all the time, there are certain benefits that you can offer, things just as simple as dental and vision that are huge to your employees. They are not expensive. I mean, an employee-only vision plan is $9 a month.
Really?
Yes.
That's pretty great.
You're getting group rates. You're getting our master plan rates. So, yeah, it is very cost effective. Even if the employer can't contribute to that, that's still reasonable for the employee, and that gives you an added benefit to your employees, a little bit more buy-in. You know, like, oh, hey, you know, I've got great vision insurance for $9 a month. That's fantastic. A tax and compliance department that can help you out with tax issues and different things. We are the employer of record, and what that means is we're basically the yucky stuff people. We produce the W-2s.
That's a very succinct.
We're the yucky stuff people. We produce the W-2s at the end of the year. We handle all the employee issues and things like that. But what we don't do is tell you how to run your business. And I think a lot of people get very scared of that. You know, as the people all the time are like, well, can you just send me a handbook? No, we need to sit down and talk, because your business is not like Meg's business. And your business has unique things that I may not even think about. Now, I can cover your drug-free workplace, your harassment, your general things. But when it comes down to the specifics of your workplace, what you want your employees to wear, your holidays, that's completely up to you. Now, if you ask for suggestions or best guidance, we'll tell you.
Do you help with like employee handbooks, that
oh,
kind
absolutely.
Of things, and guidelines? Because that's the tricky part, too, with HR. And those laws change constantly.
All the dad lots of time.
On the do's and don'ts. So it's good to have an expert in your corner, too. You can call them and say, okay, this employee just did this. Is this appropriate?
What do I do?
Is it inappropriate? And if it is inappropriate, what do I do?
Right. And the sister station, Cat Country, this morning had their topic of the day was, you know, what is a lost art? What's something we don't see anymore? What's something we should bring back? And, you know, a lot of it was like human decency, manners, modesty,
yes.
things
yes.
like that. A lot of conversations that I have with employees are about, while a bad boss is unfortunate, it's not necessarily discriminatory.
Oh, that's an interesting.
Okay,
that's interesting.
Right, they'll call and be like, "Well, he's mean." Well, okay, so your boss is kind of a jerk, but how is he discriminated towards you? Like, how are you being discriminated against? Have your hours been cut? Are you being treated differently? No, he's a jerk to everybody.
That doesn't quite qualify.
But the number of people who think it does is terrifying. And I, the conversation, and I'll have those conversations. Be like, hey, unfortunately, just because your boss doesn't have the best bedside manner doesn't mean you're being discriminated against. It just means you have a bad boss. And there's a big difference. And, but if you are being discriminated against, then we will take the steps to fix that. But, people are like, well, I'll just sue. You can't do that. To sue your employer is not as easy as every attorney on these TV ads makes it seem. Being discriminated against, call me. Wrongful termination, call me. No. To truly file suit against your employer, you have to go through the EEOC, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. They have to issue you a right to sue letter.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
Absolutely. And before they do that, they will try to do a mediation, try to settle it before it gets to that point. This is what these people specialize in. And that's something else Avalon takes off your plate. If you've ever had an EEOC charge, it's not fun. You have to write a response letter, and it has to be very specific. You have to have your ducks in a row. You have to know what to say and not say to these people. And I'm the person that will attend those hearings for you. Like, you don't have to do it.
Wow,
I do
that's
it.
Amazing.
Same with unemployment. I take on all those hearings. Mm-hmm. That's all falls on my plate, not yours as the employer. And I have been doing this for a long time. I know when to keep my mouth shut, and I know what to say and when to say it, mm-hmm. right? And that can be huge. I mean, one little thing can cause you to lose a suit. And, you know, I try to educate and help our employers all the time when they call me, and I tell you very specifically what you need on your documentation. Mm-hmm. There's a reason. Okay, I have an excellent track record on winning unemployment. I will fight it till the very end. But one of the cases that I lost, it was the state of Georgia, and I will never forget it. We had tons of documentation on this lady's performance. Mm-hmm. Tons and tons. Emails, coaching, counseling, document reviews. But the direct employer, at no time during any of this documentation, specifically said to her, failure to correct these items will put your job in jeopardy.
Oh.
So she had no reason to believe that her job was on the line. It wasn't bad enough that she was just a crap employee and had been told over and over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
We lost that case in the state of Georgia because
really?
Nothing in the wording said failure to correct this could result in termination of employment.
That's very interesting.
So when people call me and say, well, how do I handle this?
Mm-hmm.
I had a call just yesterday. Hey, this employee's been slacking. We've been addressing it. She sent me a picture yesterday of her ultrasound. She's pregnant. Can I just fire her today? No, you absolutely cannot. You absolutely cannot. This is what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you need it to say. Because we can help you structure in a way to protect you as the employer.
Mm-hmm. And there's a process.
There is definitely a process. And your verbiage is imperative. Like, mm-hmm. There's certain things. You know, I'm not telling you to put this on there just to fill space on the paper. There's a reason I'm telling you to put that on there.
Mm-hmm.
Because that I am covering you as the employer from any potential retaliation from that employee. Get your ducks in a row and we're good.
Boy, that information's invaluable.
Well, yeah.
And your experience.
Well, and that's what it comes down to. You know, most business owners, you've got so much going on, you can't specialize in the HR field.
Mm-hmm.
We have people who specialize in HR, in taxes, in the sales, in this and the payroll piece. That's what we do. That's our only focus. You know, I don't have to try to do HR and run a business and keep up with my taxes. And
right.
I just get to focus on HR.
Let alone customers.
Right. And
clients.
Yeah.
Or running a restaurant or any of the above.
Right. So, you know, that's where we can really provide a great service to business owners. You can focus. You started that business because you had an interest or a passion or that's what you wanted to do. If you had a passion for HR, you'd have gone to HR.
Mm-hmm.
If you had a passion for taxes, you'd have gone into accounting or tax. I hate it. I hate the accounting. So like I said, I say all the time, it's not, you know, I tell my boss this at least once a week when it comes to math and accounting. I said, it is absolutely not for lack of ability. It's lack of interest. Like, I just don't care. Like, I have no desire to learn that, you know? But I love HR.
This is the laugh of recognition. I just want you to know I'm like right there with you.
No.
I can do it, but I don't want to do it.
Yeah. I'm capable. I have zero interest.
But there's people that love it.
And great. That's why we have a tax department. Those people love taxes, mm-hmm. and they hate HR. They're like,
that's
I cannot imagine doing what you do all day.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I love to do. So if you think, you know, we might be a good fit for you, give us a call, 850-475-1555. You can ask to speak to Chip or Kirk. They'll be happy to, you know, go into details and what it would look like, you know, cost-wise for you as an employer. It's usually more affordable than people ever imagine. And, you know, we can talk through and see if maybe we can help you and your business out.
So I'm talking with Stacy Oren. She's with Avalon HR. And we're down to our final minute. Anything you want to mention today that you haven't talked about?
Oh, goodness. Don't forget to file your taxes.
Deadline is
April 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Do not forget to update your information with your employer address, phone number, things like that. That's one of the biggest battles I think I face in HR is trying to get in touch with people who moved and never told us they had a new address or phone number.
Yes.
So this is a good time. Spring cleaning for yourself as an employee. Update your address. Make sure we have an emergency contact. Make sure we have correct phone numbers and mm-hmm. email addresses so we can get information to you. Other than that, just remember that every little thing will be okay.
I love it. That's the theme of the day.
Yes,
every little thing will be all right. Okay, so one more time, how people can reach you, phone number, website.
850-475-1555, AvalonHR.com, or 100 South Pace Boulevard right here in Pensacola.
Thank you, Stacy. You've been talking with Stacy Orange. She's the benefits manager with Avalon HR. Tell the boys we missed them this morning.
I certainly will.